Bitter cold conditions are present across the heart of the Midwest once again this morning, but the good news is that the cold will retreat to the northwest as we go through the next several days. And if you are in the northwestern part of the Midwest, unfortunately, your cold will last for yet another several days. The lower portions of the Midwest this morning reported low temperatures, mostly in the single-digit readings. A few negative single digits were reported across portions of Ohio again, and there were some extremes even in the negative double digits there in portions of central and south-central sections of Ohio. The warmer air, if you want to call it that, was already beginning to push into the western portions of the Corn Belt this morning, where temperatures were pushing up into the positive double-digit readings. Still a long way from the kind of temperatures that many are used to seeing at this time of the year. The retreat northwestward of the colder air will be rather quick over the next couple of days, and we'll see some warmer bias conditions occurring for a while. But as far as a long-lasting period of warmer weather, that is not in the works. We do expect three waves of precipitation to move across the Midwest over these next 7 days, and the last storm system may come along a little bit later than that during the latter part of next week, and each one of these systems will produce a little bit of snow that will help to add protection for some of those crop areas that were exposed to bitter cold conditions earlier this week without snow on the ground. Those areas I'm talking about include portions of Iowa, Missouri, western and southern Illinois, and neighboring states of Nebraska and parts of northeastern Kansas. The first wave of snow that's going to be moving through the Midwest is expected to begin in Montana today. That storm system will quickly work its way across the northern plains, portions of South Dakota in particular, and neighboring areas of Nebraska and southern North Dakota will be included in some of the precipitation that is likely to fall. This storm system will be relatively weak, except in Montana, where there will probably be some 2 to 4 inch accumulations. For South Dakota, though, and neighboring areas of southern Minnesota and Iowa up into the Great Lakes region, we'll probably see some dustings to upwards to 3 inches of snowfall out of this event. There will be follow-up snow tomorrow that will occur from Nebraska and parts of Kansas and Colorado across the heart of the Central Plains into the central portions of the eastern Midwest. A dusting to 2 inches is going to be most likely with this disturbance, but there will be some locations in the eastern portions of the Midwest, perhaps from east central or southeastern Missouri into Ohio, that could end up with some 4-inch plus amounts. We'll call it 2 to 4, with some local amounts up to 5 or possibly even 6 inches. That will occur mostly Friday and Saturday. That will be followed by colder air that will be pushing into the Midwest, and we'll see a little more wintry mix of precipitation occurring in the Delta and the southeastern states. But as the colder air pushes deeply into the middle of the country, we'll likely see our next storm system become rather aggressive, and it will be located a little further to the southeast today relative to previous forecast model runs. That would include the portions of the lowermost eastern Midwest, the Ohio River Basin in particular, that will get some heavy snows late next week, and we'll look for some heavy rain in the lower and central portions of the Delta, as well as the Tennessee River Basin. Otherwise, it'll be relatively dry and cold across the northern and central portions of the U.S. plains. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.